Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Locker Room Show brought to you by Flight by Yuengling. In action going to Buffalo, where the Saints fall 31-19 to the Bills. Now 4-0 on the season for Buffalo. Saints now 0-4. We're going to check back in with color analyst Deuce McAllister, who has the latest on the injury front.
Yeah, a couple guys, one particular that left the game and did not return with the ankle injury was Cesar Ruiz. We knew that Trevor Penning came back today, and he – I don't know if it was taped too tight or something. He was being bothered, went into the tent a couple times, or at least, you know, once or twice, but he ended up playing a complete game. And another guy that, I don't know, injury-wise or something, but Justin Reed ended up leaving the game, but he did come back and he finished the game, played pretty much the rest of the game. And, you know, just a couple of players that kind of got banged up for the Saints. And from an injury standpoint, we'll have to kind of see how well they are going forward for next week's game against the Giants.
Looking at the Saints, Deuce, there was, you know, still some good in the game where you had some of the same issues pop up for you, but with the field goal game, you made your kicks today and penalty numbers were down.
Yeah, you only had four penalties, and so, you know, I think that you were pleased with those four penalties, but you don't like the one where it's roughing a kicker, you hit the plant leg as far as the punter is concerned, but they're definitely down, and so you were able to clean up a lot of that. A couple things that you have to be able to figure out and how you fix some of the things that are hurting you going forward. The Saints offense, and a couple of times in that second, I think it was second quarter as well as second half, you know, you get in the red zone and you kind of go a little bit too quick on a two-point play. That's QB power. He's just got to let that develop just a hair longer. And the other one was a Philly special where it's a throwback, Chris Olave. Can't leave that ball short. If anything, I've got to make my quarterback kind of stretch out and go get that ball. I mean, because that's 3 points where if you come away with that, then I'm not chasing points the rest of the game, and it may change a little bit how that game unfolds.
Tough outing ending, I should say, for Spencer Rattler. Put up some good numbers, looked pretty good out there. For the most part, but for the 25-year-old on his birthday, goes to 0-10 on the season. Just is that linger, whatever he does on the field, Deuce, that record just seems to linger over him.
Yeah, not just this season. I think, you know, it's 0-10 in his career. He's just looking for a start. And I think, you know, you saw some good throws. You saw some good decisions by him. But, you know, we've as a team, they've got to figure 110 yards in the NFL is not enough. You cannot. That has to be a quarter. Maybe a half at worst. That cannot be a complete game. And so a couple times if the immediate throw down the field isn't there, we kind of pull it away, or we get away from that play. We've got to hit some explosive plays. I mean, that's where this team is kind of lacking, because you're asking them to drive the field, the length of the field, and not make a mistake and have to try to be perfect. And they're just not able to do so at that level.
You look at this squad now coming back home 0-4. Have a matchup against a Giants squad today. They get a win in the first start for Jackson Dart at quarterback. So they are, you know, riding a little bit of a high coming to New Orleans now. What do you see as what these players have to do to get out there next week and give themselves the best opportunity to put together a game that they can walk away with the win for?
Well, come out and play like you did today. I think if you play the Giants like you did today, you would be victorious. If you play like you did today in any of the other opponents outside of the Bills, you may be 3-1. I mean, and so give me this effort, give me this level of execution, and you're going to be fine. I mean, but it's got to be, how can I get a little bit better with building off of what you have today? You had two backs that go over, you know, 65 yards. And so if you can do that consistently, there was times where you're just grinding out. You're grinding out against this team, and so we'll see what what happens with Neighbors, and, you know, if he's available, not having him makes it a little bit harder for, you know, Jackson Dart being a young quarterback, but you better get ready for read option. They're going to do a lot of that. They're going to, you know, maybe throw some throws. It's going to be, hey, high-lowing a guy from some of the concepts that he really likes from his Ole Miss days, and he's a tough guy. He is a tough guy, and it's going to be a challenge. But, I mean, do what you did today, you should be fine going forward from an effort standpoint. I just need just a little bit better execution.
Thanks for joining us, Deuce. You and the guys, the rest of the broadcast team, have a safe and secure trip back home, and you'll be back anytime pretty soon at least. The trip to Buffalo isn't that difficult.
It's still 2.5 hours.
That's not terrible.
No, it's a lot better than 5 or 4.5 coming from Seattle. You're exactly right.
Talk to you next Sunday, Deuce.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.